It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You are out of your damn little sized mind.
What?
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
What is wrong with you? You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
What?
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Final buzz of the afternoon coming up. I'm still kind of glowing. I've got the afterglow from Miss Paige Davis.
I would think so.
Yeah, I made something of a mess over here.
I think she liked you.
And I don't care about the content of that show, really. You know, when you've got the husbands and wives going, oh, that blue looks really nice in the new room. But I just could watch her, you know, bounce around on Corian all day long.
Mega hot.
Why is it that a tight T-shirt on her is so much nicer than on Buzz?
Just something she does, Rob. Something she does. I'll bring one in Friday, next Friday for you.
Won't you please?
Let's get right to it with Mr. Buzz Burbank and our final buzz of the afternoon. A lot going on in the world, and here he is. The I Am Man himself, collecting Buzz Babes every 15 minutes. Here's Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. Thanks. As we reported earlier, Colts wide receiver Marvin Harrison's under investigation about a shooting in Philadelphia.
What?
He has not been arrested or charged with anything, but he is being questioned. Harrison was reportedly confronted by an argumentative man at a bar in North Philly on Tuesday. The man left and was reportedly followed out by Harrison.
The man said to him,
what is wrong with you?
No.
The man was shot in the head. Police say a ballistics indicate that the bullet may have come from a gun owned by Marvin Harrison.
Just clear this whole thing up by August, you know, when we all have our fantasy draft.
That's right.
You got your eyes on him?
Look, I'll tell you, this year is going to be more important than any other year. I think it's going to be cutthroat.
He's usually been on my team, Marvin Harrison.
We're going to expand it this year, you know.
Will Matt be in it? Matt Goldstein?
Matt Goldstein, if he behaves himself, and you know he won't.
No, he won't.
But maybe we'll let old DJ Busby in, you know?
That'd be good.
And his laundry dreams.
Okay.
And no talk of that during the draft,
please. Sorry about that.
Please, please. So maybe you're not seeing it at the gas station or the grocery store, but maybe the economy is already starting to improve.
Mm.
First, we offer this. Employers did cut jobs last month for the fourth straight month, but it's the smallest cut so far, and it's really better than anyone expected.
Stock market go up today?
It was mixed today, which doesn't entirely suck. Mm-hmm. The total unemployment rate, by the way, actually went down. And then there, yes, is Wall Street. Investors are showing optimism, leading the stock market upward by about 11% over the last couple of weeks.
You'll be sorry, Gecko.
Wall Street is where the current credit crunch started, and this is where it'll end.
Current credit crunch?
Analysts. He loves that. What's that called?
Alliteration.
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 Buzz's big, bouncy, big ball of news. I don't know.
Analysts predict.
But.
Leave it to the pros. Analysts predict a sustained recovery.
All right. You keep doing your news. I'm writing down an alliteration.
Later this year. Good. I look forward to
it. Now he's focused.
Analysts say we should have a sustained recovery later this year. They could, of course, be wrong. And none of this means that the price of gas or food will be going down. They won't. But we might be close to seeing the end of the housing mess as well as the end of that unemployment problem.
That's a good thing. And this is good news.
It is indeed.
You deliver it well, you crazy kooky cocksmith.
Good job. You're learning, Grasshopper.
Thank you.
Republican presidential candidate John McCain was having enough trouble fighting the rumors that he's hot-tempered. Then came the accusation from an author who claims to have overheard it that McCain had yelled at his wife and called her the C word.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
In these days of sanitized campaigning, nobody was terribly worried that McCain would ever have to address that allegation. Doubtful any reporter would ask. And then it happened at one of those town meeting appearances in Iowa.
This is pretty funny. I like this a lot.
A regular Joe-looking guy stood up and,
hey, John, did you ever use the C word?
Ambush style, asked the senator if the story is true. The audience gasped.
Did he use the word?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sirree.
Quoting, that's why the audience gasped. And then quoting McCain, now, you don't want to, you know, that's the great thing about town hall meetings, sir, but we really don't. There's people here who don't respect that kind of language. So I'll move on to the next questioner in the back, end quote. Oh, look who's here.
I'm frankly very upset that you even used this in your newscast.
Well, it actually happened, and you are a candidate for president.
Fact is, it's irrelevant, and if I've got my hot temper up in my living room and I happen to let the C word out, I think it's between me and my wife.
Well, there were other people reportedly standing around at the time this happened.
I got one thing to say to you, Burbank.
What's that, McCain?
This weekend.
What?
Look at me and look at my...
I'm looking you right in the
John
eyes.
My John McCain eyes.
I'm looking in those beady eyes.
One of those cats of yours this weekend is going to turn up dead.
Wow.
Count on it.
Oh, he's lost my vote.
Wow, that's terrible.
You see his hair? He's still got that weird hair.
Very strange.
The audience applauded McCain's high moral ground answer, so we're going to take that as a yes.
Oh,
the wise guy.
You are you?
The wise guy who asked the question, by the way, is a 45-year-old local Baptist minister named Parrish.
We have tape of him.
Quoting him, this is about character.
We have tape of him.
Okay.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
That might be the first time you've done that to me on the news show.
How'd I do?
Hey, it's beautiful.
It's really great.
I'm a Baptist minister.
God bless you.
I could be. I'm Billy Bush. Yeah. I could be just about anything you want, including a superhero.
Anything you want.
Bushman.
Isn't it beautiful? My name is Billy Bush. Life's great for me. See you at the Kentucky Derby.
Stir the julep till the glass frosts.
Billy Bush going through my day planner. Let's take a look right here. We've got Kentucky Derby, Super Bowl, Indianapolis 500, seventh game of the World Series. Oh, what to do with the Cannes Film Festival? What else am I going to be doing? Oh,
supermodels?
Yes, and then when I die, of course, I'll be in the express line in heaven.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Beautiful, yes it is.
You know, this week's Boston Legal may have been onto something.
Okay.
What if most Democratic voters wanted Hillary and the delegates wanted Barack?
Yeah, that was what the subject of that show was.
Well, it's threatening to shape up that way. With Hillary gaining on Obama in the polls, her popularity may exceed Obama's, even if it's just by a bit. But in the end, the delegates are the deciders. And the delegates, who seem to favor Obama anyway, are being reminded that keeping Obama off the ballot may keep a lot of black, young, and disenfranchised Republican voters away from the polls. And if the black, young, and crossovers don't get out and vote, McCain wins.
I don't know. You know, Buzz, don't you think it's overanalyzed and there's so much speculation you never know what's going to happen? Bottom line, we have to figure out what's going to happen in this Democratic race. You have to know what's going on before. I think a lot of things are going to change as soon as that gets resolved. And a lot of what you're hearing right now is going to be forgotten. But that's not what's really important to me.
What's important to you?
Billy Bush.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
As an outsider,
I'm Billy Bush. Hey, guys. I just recently saved a family of five from an attack of tiger sharks.
Hey.
I stepped in dog ass and found a diamond, and the wildfires in California destroyed every house in the 50-mile area except mine.
That's great, Billy.
I'm Billy Bush.
Are you going down to Mar-a-Lago?
Beautiful.
Isn't great?
Absolutely. Now back to beautiful, bouncy, big alliteration Burbank.
Thank you, Billy.
Very good. Thank you, Buzz.
Anybody can contribute to or edit the online encyclopedia known as Wikipedia.
Yeah, Mike.
unless you habitually vandalize the site by entering stuff that's libelous or clearly not true.
No.
And that, my friends, is why the United States Department of Justice is no longer allowed to edit anything on Wikipedia.
He loves to read like this.
He does.
This is when he's doing one of his "You're Going to Prison" stories.
By the way, Buzz, is it justice or just us?
Exactly, Rob. The Justice Department has twice now removed information from a Wikipedia article about a group that claims to watch for inaccurate news stories about the Middle East. So now, Wikipedia has blocked the Justice Department's IP address. The Justice Department has no comment.
I think anybody that uses that on a regular basis.
You are out of your damn little pea-sized mind.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Yes, Stanley.
And what's to stop DOJ guys from using some other government computer to get into Wikipedia? Well, nothing yet.
Coolest acronym, wouldn't you agree?
DOJ?
DOJ.
DOJ sounds cool.
You know, if there was a government position for Billy Bush, he'd work in the DOJ.
He'd be DOJ Busby.
Listen, I'm rolling by Langley, and then I'm down to DOJ, and then, of course, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago this weekend for the Donald.
Who are you?
I'm a Billy Bush, the luckiest man. And you know what? I have one thing to describe my entire life today.
What's that?
Beautiful.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Buzz.
But if the cycle were to continue, Wikipedia might have to ultimately block access by the entire U.S. government.
I think you guys started me on the whole Wikipedia thing where I'm not terrified of it, but I don't go there when I'm trying to get any reasonable information.
Look,
on anybody.
It's a great starting place.
That's right. It's not as bad as it's made out to be. Just, you know, take it with a grain of salt. That's the good advice.
You take it with a grain of salt. Have they reported that you were dead?
No, they just removed my entry entirely.
Yeah, but that's better than saying you were dead.
Yeah, that's true. That happened to you,
didn't
it?
We were both removed, I believe, at one point.
You know who
summer?
Did it to me? I think Billy Bush did.
No,
it.
No, he didn't.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Come on over here, Meredith. What I'm going to do is I'm going to write in there that Mike O'Meara is dead on Wikipedia. It'll be beautiful.
Look what I did here.
Thank you.
Air travel is not the lightning-fast transportation we were promised.
No S.
Yeah, well, you have to get to the airport earlier now for security. Recently, maybe you'll remember, we reported that flight times are being extended because of the overcrowding in the skies and the runways.
Billy, do you fly?
I don't fly. I actually I ride a magic carpet.
No kidding.
Yep, it's a magic carpet. It's beautiful.
And if those slowdowns weren't enough, now there's this. The rising cost of fuel has forced airlines to tell their pilots to, wait for it, fly slower.
Because they conserve fuel?
Exactly. Works the same in a plane as in a car.
I'm going by covered wagon.
If you fly too slow, though,
yeah,
you fall out of the sky.
There is a risk, Rob. There is a risk.
Fly slower. So
that's the instruction. And the less you press on the gas, the less gas you use, just like in a car.
The very thing we fly for, they are taking that away.
Right. Southwest.
Oh, my God. What do you think, Gordon Ramsay?
Oh, my God.
Really? Exactly. He's nailed it. Mm-hmm. Southwest says it expects to save $42 million this way. This year, extending flight times
slower. F them.
Extending flight times by just a few more minutes.
Oh my God!
For example,
yeah, like 40 minutes.
Adding 8 minutes to the flight from Paris to Minneapolis saves 162 gallons of fuel, worth well over $500.
Right.
United, another airline, now has computers to advise pilots of the most efficient speeds and routes.
Yeah, but you know what?
What?
If you do that and then you land at a major airport and you sit on the tarmac because some stain can't get the gate, you know, can't get to the gate on time.
Right.
Is there anything that drives you insane more on an airplane?
Sitting on the tarmac, being a prisoner?
It's horrible. I mean, I understand these horrible stories, the horror stories about being on the tarmac for 3.5 hours waiting to go somewhere.
Right. Done it.
But when you land and you are sitting there and you're looking at an empty gate and you can see it. And there's nobody there. It just, I totally don't understand that. And they're burning fuel the whole time because they have to leave the engines on to pull up to the gate.
But it's probably not as much fuel to idle as it is to fly.
No,
of course not.
I'm sure that's true.
But it's still burning fuel.
It's still a waste.
It's still more expensive than shutting down those engines. Yeah. And I bet you could do a breakout as far as stats on that are concerned.
Well,
you know, who knows? It just drives me.
They do shut down the engine sometimes, but that cuts off the air conditioning and then the passengers get unruly.
You know what? Go rail.
Exactly.
Use high-speed rail because I'm really – who really in America wants to go to an airport anymore? It just sucks. Uh-huh, it is a nonstop suck fest.
What's great is they've approved the Metro to go out to Dulles now, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be done in a couple weeks. So I'm going to start using the subway a lot more.
Good for you. Well, like I said, you've got security to slow you down now, and flight times are being extended because of the overcrowding. Now they're actually flying slower. Don't get personally excited about savings, though. None of this means lower fares. With the rising cost of fuel, expect just the opposite of that.
I got to tell you something, guys. My plane flies on water.
No kidding.
Yes,
are you?
I built it myself. I'm Billy Bush.
No kidding.
It's beautiful. My gas cost me 59 cents a gallon. John McCain asked me to be his running mate, but I'd be too busy with my cure for cancer. I'm Billy Bush. This is a beautiful newscast. I love it. Oh, and I had sex with Paige Davis. And my wife didn't mind.
No, she didn't at all.
No. Mrs. Billy Bush.
Why can't Demetrius swim?
Why?
That's our story when we continue.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We'll be right back with a lot more. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.